Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
I looked down at the kitchen table the other day and I saw a set of papers that reminded me why Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday. It was labeled Thanksgiving 1995 and it was a group of recipes and directions my wife had put together for cranberry salad, cola salad, stuffing, asparagus, corn pudding, sweet potato casserole, oyster pie, chocolate fudge and pecan pies, cream cheese pancakes, and a little bit more. And then there were plans for timing all of these things to bring together one big meal. So why do I like Thanksgiving? I like it because we do it the same way every year. The fact is that most of what is in that 1995 package goes all the way back to the 1970s. All right, you're asking why nothing about the turkey? Well, the turkey is assigned to me, and it's the one thing I can do well in the kitchen once a year. We kept that day the same. Just saved for just family and friends. It's not yet taken charge of our lives. No dressing up with new clothes, no cards to mail, no gifts to buy and wrap, no parties, no high expectations to be crushed, no embarrassing failures to do the right thing. Somehow, we've managed to keep it centered at our family's dining room table. I like Thanksgiving because I still own it. And that distinguishes Thanksgiving from Christmas, which we have let get away from us. We're slaves to Christmas, and it is a hard master, sometimes working us into such a state that the season's most rewarding moment is its concluding one. Well, but Thanksgiving, is its central theme is the happy ritual of a family meal, and it brings back a time when we sat down more often together, serving each other and passing the food, carving the main dish, saying prayers of thanks, and listening to each other's stories. Well, is it just a remnant of times past? I think it's more than that. Maybe our own private family sacrament of remembrance, of reunion, renewal of connections, and thankfulness for life's blessing. Yeah, and Thanksgiving is special for that reason. It encourages thankfulness, and being thankful is good for us. In fact, my preacher said once, thankfulness equals happiness. Well, these good things don't have to end when Thanksgiving passes. Times get rough or tough on any other day. Our private prayers of gratitude can drive away the negative trash that loads up our minds. Prayers of thanks for spouses, children, parents, old scout leaders, coaches, teachers, principals, friends we can trust, good health. Or if good health is not with us now, as my mother taught us, be thankful for the good health we once had. Warm fall days, or cold fall days. Favorite animals, music, books, problems to solve, people to help, good food, warm baths, and on and on and on. And not to forget being thankful for Thanksgiving itself. I hope yours is a happy one, too. This is D.G. Martin.